Now let's go on to the next point, which is point 10. And again, we look at the incident of the Gadarene demoniac in Mark 5, verses 18 through 20. We could read verse 17. It says about the people in that area, they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. Have you ever noticed that? He'd made one poor maniac completely whole, and they said, please go on, don't want you here. Why did they do that? Were they afraid because they'd lost 2,000 swine? I don't believe it. Some people say, well, they lost all the pigs. I don't believe that was it. You know what? It was just too remote from their normal way of living. They couldn't stand being brought face to face with this reality. They said, no matter whether it's true or false, we just don't want to look into it. Please, do it somewhere else. And it says in verse 18, when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. However, Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Notice that there was nothing to be hushed up about the fact that this man had been delivered from these demons. Jesus said, go and tell everybody. Make sure all your friends get to know. Now, when he healed a leper, he sometimes said, don't go and tell anybody. Again, what I'm fighting is this attitude that demons are something to be ashamed about. I have seen scores and scores of people physically manifested, delivered from demons that would be afraid to go and tell their religious friends they ever had an evil spirit, even after deliverance. Now, I also tell you it's very dangerous. I actually know of cases of people who were delivered, set free, and then were ashamed to say that they needed deliverance. And you know what happened? They were back where they started. Serve them right. Because if you say, I didn't need deliverance, then God says, all right, I'll put you back where you were before. If you didn't need it, you haven't got it. And God is perfectly entitled to do that. The truth of the matter is that we need to bring this thing right out into the open. Tell it the way it is, show it out of Scripture, and dissipate the superstition, the fear, the ignorance, the social stigma that are associated with it. And God is busy doing it. And I'll tell you people, most of you are in the upper age bracket. If our generation won't do it, the next generation will. That's one thing I'll tell you, because the young people of the world are sick of religious respectability. Their motto is, tell it the way it is. And that's a challenge to a preacher. Praise the Lord. Let's look in Luke 8, 1 through 3. Luke 8, 1 through 3. And it came to pass afterward that he, Jesus, went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 demons, Joanna the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward, Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. Have you ever asked yourself who supported Jesus? People assume somehow that money came, but you know where it came from? Partly from the people, the women that had been delivered of evil spirits. And they were not ashamed of it. You can look in at your leisure. We will not turn there. Mark 16:9. The first witness of his resurrection was Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 demons. That was her testimony. That was the way she was known throughout the church. Finally, let me point this out, and the scriptures are given. I don't know whether we have time to look at them. Jesus never sent anybody out to preach the gospel without commissioning them to cast out demons. Matthew 10:1, he called unto them the 12, gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, heal all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. Verse 8, he said, as ye go, preach. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. That's your business. Luke 10:17, he sent 70 out later on with the same message. They returned, and their first comment was, Lord, even the demons have to obey us through your name. Mark 3:14 and 15, he called unto him 12 that they should be with him, and that they should cast out evil spirits. The first thing on the list for them to learn. Mark 6, verses 12 and 13, he sent out the 12, and it says they anointed many sick with oil and cast out many devils. And in Mark 16, 15 through 18, he gave them their final commission. Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. These signs shall follow them that believe. Sign number 1, in my name they shall cast out demons. It is not scriptural, according to the New Testament pattern, to go out and preach the gospel unless you're willing to face demons and in the name of Jesus to drive them out.
For further information and a resource guide containing all audio and video cassettes and books, please contact Derek Prince Ministries, Box 19501, Department T, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28219. Telephone 704-357-3556.